Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm about to dive in.
Whoa. I was thinking about taking a couple laps. I just want to dive in.
That your waterfall feel like coming down on me so crazy. Yeah, girl, I love the way your body talk. Come a little closer just like that. Keep on talking, girl, you got me wanting to go deeper than you'll ever know. Wanting to feel the way you flow. Oh, you got that look up in your eyes. What we about to do ain't no surprise. I'm about to die.
I have.
I'd never take him back again. Well, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, isn't it? But we do it all the time. Don't laugh. You probably done the same thing, too. It's just that you know me and I don't know you. You know, one thing time has taught me that having a piece of man is better than having no man at all. So I'm going to just take what I got and work with it. You understand what I mean? Now, don't you remember thinking back just a few years when people used to try to help you stay together? They find out you're on the verge of breaking up. They used to cook up a little food and throw a little party. Mr. Charlie is just a man, and he's doing the best he can. I heard him say, don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man, and he's doing the best he can. That's why I still love him like I do.
I do, yes I do. I do. Oh, there's a my king. He's my woman. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he's my son. I can talk to him because he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system. I can't live without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hug, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my black brother. I love you and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever too. Cause you're my black brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. Misunderstood. Yeah. Some say that he's up to no good around the neighborhood. Revolt your information. A lot of my brothers got education. Now check it. You got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother. You're down for whatever, chilling on the corner, brother. Your talented brother. And to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. On my side.
You got your boy Fat Man up in here on a Tuesday night, sexually speaking, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. What's going on, everybody? I'm seeing everybody on Facebook right now, hitting me up and everything, everybody in the chat and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? So if you're listening to me and it's in there, hit me up on my wall, send me an instant message, send me a pigeon, something like that. Let me know that you are listening to me, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to... Who is this? She's telling me she was listening. Deborah Unforgettable. She says she's got me logged on. And, of course, my girl Deb. It's another Deborah. You know what I'm saying? Deborah Lynn Davis Payton. I know she's got me logged on. She's saying she got me logged on and everything like that. So big shout-out to both Deborahs. You know what I'm saying? I know Deb is out there in California. I don't know where Deborah Unforgettable is, but she'll hit me up and she'll let me know, you know what I'm saying? So, like I say, y'all, welcome to Sexually Speaking. We've been kind of working out the bugs and working out the kinks on everything. making sure that big shout out to Deidre Alexander King. She said she's listening to me too. So big shout out to everybody. But like I said, we've been working out the kinks and everything for this show, and we finally got everything done. And we're sewing and popping right now. So like I said, welcome to Sexually Speaking. This is a show that we sit and we talk, and this is a grown folks show, okay? So, you know, for we're going to sit here and we're going to talk about posting on your timeline. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything. Y'all gotta be patient with me and everything, because people posted stuff on my timeline. Kimstress Scott. Okay. All right, then. Okay, then. We ain't going by no aliases and all of that tonight, all right, y'all? We going to keep this 100. We going to keep this 600 and do the damn thing, and instead and the other. If y'all got any questions, anything you want to ask me, tonight's special guest on our show is Miss Honey Dip Triple X, okay? Do I need to sign up? I don't know, sweetie. I don't know, Deborah. I don't know what you're signing up for, sweetie, or this, that, and the other. If y'all got me logged in and logged on and y'all listening to me, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's in the Thick Nation Weight Loss Challenge group, you know what I'm saying? We live and direct. No, you don't need to sign up for nothing or this, that, and the other. If you like what your boy Fat Man is doing, hit the like button. Other than that, we're going to keep it pushing. But like I said, this show, you know, we're going to talk about lifestyles tonight. We're going to talk about lifestyles and relationships, and, of course, we're going to talk about sex. You know what I'm saying? So you could just call me the Fat Dr. Phil. Like I said, tonight's special guest tonight is BBW porn star Miss Honey Dip Triple X. You know what I'm saying? So you'll be able to ask her some questions, talk to her and everything. Whatever you can imagine that's on your mind, you can hit me up and you can ask me at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? Ask your boy Fat Man whatever is on your mind. But tonight we're going to talk about lifestyles. I know we got the BHM Awards that, of course, y'all been seeing me push and pump up all day, every day, and this, that, and the other. Seems like I'm the only guy that's pushing the BHM Awards and everything. Well, you got to understand, you know, me being a BHM, it's a lifestyle. It's a certain lifestyle that I live and that I lead and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? To be a big, handsome man every day, to make sure that your swag is right every day, just to make sure that you're keeping it 600 every day. You know what I'm saying? That's a lifestyle. That's something that you have to live, eat, breathe, sleep, drink, 24/7, just like being a big girl. A big girl is a lifestyle. You women didn't wake up one morning and decided that you were going to be voluptuous, that you were going to be sexy, that you were going to be alluring. No, that's something that you've been living with all your life. And it takes a special type of woman to be a BBW. You have to have the it factor, just like it takes a special and a certain type of man to be a BHM. Every man can't be called a BHM, and every woman can't be called a BBW. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, if y'all want to hit me up and get involved in this conversation and give me your point of view on what's going on and maybe some other points of view, maybe you may have another outlook. We're also talking about relationships. I've been telling a lot of fellas, women are saying, what's going on? I've been asking me, what's going on with you fellas? We're not stepping our game up for 2013. So that makes you want to ask the question to a woman, what does a woman want? You know what I'm saying? So if you ladies know what you want, hit me up, 347-884-8810. We will be right back with Miss Honey Dip, and we're going to get into her lifestyle. And she's a dominatrix, so she's looking to whoop somebody's ass real soon. All right? Yo, y'all, we about to get into my boy's Drew Hill right now, and we're not making love here on Sexually Speaking Radio, live from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all.
Sure, I've been in love. I'ma choose. But in the end, I still chose you. No one could ever make me feel this way. That's why it's killing me, what we're going through. I somehow thought between me and you, our love would stand the test of time and never ever fade. But we're not making love no more. We're not even trying. A love that goes on happen every day. And we're losing it, right as we speak. And here we go, wake up, it's a memory. Time gone past, a love that sails.
My ride, seen you from from afar, and I couldn't stop myself from looking hard. You wore these jeans, girl, you wore these jeans, and you made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I had to have you for myself, baby. You don't know what those jeans do to me, make me wanna get down on one knee. You've got that thunder, and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans. Come on,
looking good, play me tight, is there room?
Tight to death, baby. I don't know the words to say to you. All that I know, baby, all I know is that I'm loving what I see and I'm feeling you.
Come on.
I wanna know, all I wanna know
is I can have what's up in no jeans. Baby, can I have what's up in no jeans?
Don't get along, cause I don't mean no harm, but I love the way you wear those jeans. Yes, I know.
Everybody, you got your boy Fat Man up in here. We're doing it once again, y'all. Another Tuesday of Sexually Speaking. You got your boy live from Las Vegas and everything. Big shout out to, like I said, Deborah Lynn Davis Payton, who's out there listening to us. She always got us locked in. I know New York got us locked in. Big shout out to Shorty B out there that's listening to us. And of course, Deborah Unforgettable. that's listening to us. I made a great blogger. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all hear me fade in and out, that's because, you know what I'm saying, that's because I'm reading the posts and everything, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, tonight's special guest is Miss Honey Dip Triple X, all right, all the way from Buffalo, New York. So, you know, we got definitely got New York in the house representing. Definitely tonight, and if any other, we have her on the line now. What's going on, Miss Honey Dip? Hello? Hello? All right, okay, we can't hear her just yet and everything. We gonna keep it pushing this and the other. I got a call from 702 area code. 702-2717. We're going to see who this is. Hello, you got Fat Man here, Sexually Speaking. Who is this? This ain't nobody. Obviously, they listening through their phone. All right, then. So, listen, we got everybody in the building. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Like I said, we have Miss Honey Dip up in here. She's a BBW porn star. Of course, everything that we talk about on this show is usually going to be BBW orientated, just to kind of fill people in what the show is about. And we're going to squash issues and myths and everything, you know what I'm saying, and stuff. I just clicked you in. All right, we're going to be squashing myths and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you have any questions, anything, hit me up. Post them to my wall. I'll read them off. We're trying to get Miss Honey Dip in here to answer some questions for y'all, to kind of tell y'all what's going on in the BBW industry right now. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, you know they have the big event coming on coming up out here in July, you know, the Fan Fest, things like that. You know what I'm saying? So your boy Fat Man going to be you ain't called, well, call now. Oh, my goodness. Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Y'all, come on, y'all. If y'all go get on the radio, let's do this right. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man ain't going to half-ass do nothing and everything like that. So, like I said, we're going to go back to some more music. If y'all want to hit me up and talk to me, we got a 409 area code in here, and it said the other. It's 409-8878. Who is this?
Beatra.
Okay, well, don't say it like you got no attitude. And this is don't call me with no attitude. Hey,
I do not have an attitude.
This is Beatra. Girl, don't call me with you better. Where's your sexy voice? Where's the sexy voice at? This is me up there. I'm hard enough for the both of us, this shit. I need to hear something soft, not, hey, this Beatra, what you do? Girl. Okay, then. Hey, Beatrice, what's going on, sweetie?
What's going on with you?
Nothing.
I have a question.
Just another Tuesday. Okay, you have a question. First question of the night. All right, then, Beatrice,
okay.
What is your question?
What's the definition of a friend with benefits?
The definition of a friend with benefits is a person who that you can get with and kick it with and ain't got to worry about. You know what I'm saying? No repercussions, him or her questioning you and all of that and everything like that. And you get with this person, you know what I'm saying? Y'all basically get together and y'all fuck. And y'all get together and y'all fuck. That's when y'all get together. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Y'all can kick it. Y'all can go out. Y'all can be cordial. Y'all can be nice to one another. Y'all can laugh. Y'all can talk. You know what I'm saying? But when you need to get your tune up, that's who you go to. Or when he need to get his tune up, that's who he comes to. He come to you. That's friends with benefits.
Okay. If y'all just getting it in and not hanging out with each other, y'all just getting it in, he spend a night, and he go his
every
way.
Every time y'all, whenever y'all, he come through, y'all get it in, he go home, and you go about your business.
Yeah, that's not a friends with benefits.
That's basically a sexual relationship, and both of y'all got an understanding.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Both of y'all. I mean, you know, people get a lot of things mixed up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, they get in relationships and things like that, and it's like they figure, and it's not really a relationship. It's, you know, basically kind of like an agreement. But y'all like each other and y'all care about each other, because caring do come into the process. You do start to care about somebody, whether he got benefits or not. You know what I'm saying? Because if he didn't have the benefits, you wouldn't be doing what you're doing with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that means you care about him somewhat, a little bit. You just like, I just don't want no man right now. People think that women feel that, okay, if I tell somebody that I don't want no man right now, I just want to kick it, have fun, and this, that, and the other. They figure there's something wrong with them. Or they figure they're going to get labeled as, you know, oh, well, you just a hoe, or you just sleeping around.
Yeah, that's how females do get labeled when they just say,
okay,
they
well,
just
then,
want
well,
it.
Okay, well, then that's because y'all hanging out with them whack ass niggas who label females like that. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk, because when you deal with a real man, he's going to understand that. Okay, then when she do a damn thing, and this and the other, okay, all right, then, because we men been doing this for years.
Right, but that's what society say, though, about a
yeah,
woman.
Okay. Well, that's one thing. That's one thing in our society, in our plus size society. We got to stop worrying about what society say. And we have to, it's about, you have the last thought. You have the last say-so. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you for answering my question.
No problem. No problem, Ms. Dietra. You make sure you call back, and we love you here on Sexually Speaking, okay?
Okay. Because
we know you like to speak your mind.
I'm gonna give me a little notepad and write down all the questions I want to ask you.
Okay, and you call me back and you ask them. I'll post them on my wall and I'll answer them for you, okay?
Okay, then. Bye.
All right, then. Yo, that was my girl Dietra, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Dietra. She's been doing the damn thing. You know, she got her Planet Fitness membership and this and the other. Big shout out to everybody in the weight loss group that's doing their damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Getting up, getting that exercise, getting that cardio up, getting the blood pumping and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody. I am very, very, very proud of all of you. You know what I'm saying? Fat man, it kind of fell off. I got to be honest. I didn't kind of fell off in this and the other. I'm not in the gym as much as I should be and things. I've been kind of getting my career and everything together and stuff like that. And when you do that, you know, a lot of time, you know, that takes a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good. But listen, we're going to get into our guest. I think this is her calling. And we're going to get into our guest, Miss Honeydip. Like I said, she is a dominatrix. She's the BBW porn star, and she's going to be here to answer questions. We're going to have a Q&A, and I'm going to ask the questions and everything. You know what I'm saying? So y'all sit back, relax. We're going to get into this in just a few minutes here. Let me click her in, and let me introduce her to everybody. Honey Dip, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm fine.
You are... You are fine. Listen, all of this excitement, you can't be this excited on the radio because everybody going to hear it, okay? So you got to calm down, all right? You got to calm yourself down. I can't
you
do
know
this.
I'm
a lot
good.
Of feedback, right. Okay? All right, all right. So listen, how you been? How you doing? Introduce yourself to the world.
Well, I am Niecy Honey Dip. Some people just call me Honey Dip, whatever works. Niecy Honey Dip is my stage name. Niecy is my real name. Honey Dip, that just goes along with it. If they see pictures of me, they would understand why. You know what I mean? I go
right,
by Honey Dip.
Right.
The eyes be here with the brand that I bring with me.
Right, of course, of course, of course.
So
you do something. You're in a special industry and everything. Kind of explain to everybody what you do. I love what
I
you do, but you know, let it. Yeah.
I do BBW. BBW, porn, and dominatrix.
Okay.
And
okay.
Enjoy them both.
Now, when you now for the people that don't know what dominatrix is, explain that.
It is control. I have slaves, you know, guys mainly. There's some women, but mainly guys that live a vanilla lifestyle, which they live. Mm-hmm. A dominant lifestyle, but they like to give up the control to somebody, something that they can't do in their regular life, you know, at home with their wife or, you know, whoever, significant other. Sometimes they get tired of just having to always be in control, so why not give it up to me so I can beat their ass?
Wow.
You know, I beat their ass. I use, you know what I'm saying, spankings, tie them up, strap on, CBT, face smothering.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Back that up. You said strap on.
Mhm. Yeah.
You said strap on. So you. So you mean you strap it up for this and the other? So you breaking somebody off? Maybe one you
Hell
break
yeah.
them off too.
I start off nicely.
Wow.
You know, I don't just like try to. I'm not into the blood thing. You know what I'm saying? Unless somebody really pissed me off, then that's a whole nother situation. We know I can be rough. But when I don't, I'm not trying to catch the case doing dominatrix is what I'm saying.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, there is, I usually try to keep like a safety word, and that's a lot of people don't, but I do, because I got a history and I ain't trying to catch a case doing, you know, something like this. Because sometimes it can go, I will push the limits, though. I will push the limits to see how far I can go.
Wow. Okay, dear. When things go wrong during sex, that's going to be my next show that I put together and everything like that, because I'm pretty sure some people can get caught up and forget the safety word, or is there any other, mm-hmm. are you in control, and you're the only one that uses the safety word?
Some people, no. Sometimes we have discussed that when they first call me, or, you know, we set up an appointment or whatever. We usually discuss that when they get to me. You know, I ask people about their limits and stuff like that. But like I said, I'm going to push the limits, though. I'm going to push it as far as I can until, you know what I mean, I really realize. Because sometimes when they got a safety word, they'll try to use that and see if, you know, they think what it is they're giving up their control, but at the end of the day, they still have control, you know what I mean, because they have a safety word. You know, I don't always stop right away when they use that safety word unless, I mean, you can tell from a person's face and if they're faking, or if it's real, because sometimes they're bullshit, you know. But I'm going to push the limit.
Right.
I'm going to push it as far as I can.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Wow.
You know, some of them will say that the strap on is too big. Some will say it's too big. And I'll still keep fucking them in the ass with it. I start
off
small.
My goodness.
All
right.
Change.
All right. That's what, okay. I hear you. I hear you. Hold that thought. Listen, y'all, in case y'all just logging on and listening right now, you know you're here with Sexually Speaking. I'm your host, Fat Man. We are sitting here talking with Miss Honey Dip Triple X, all right, you know, up-and-coming BBW porn star. She's doing her damn thing. She's making a big noise in the industry and everything. She's doing and getting ready to go on her tour and everything like that. So she's just kind of filling us in on what she does, what she's about, and this, that, and the other. If you want to ask her any questions, ask me some questions, things like that, get involved in the conversation, hit us up at 347-884-8810. Please give us some time, because I am playing music. This is a talk show, things like that. I just kind of do things differently. I see everybody logged on that's in here now. I got 716 area code. I got 713 area code, and I got 702 area code. I see everybody when they pop up. Trust me, Fat Man is on top of his game. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to pay some bills right now, Honey Dip. I'm going to put you on hold, sweetie. And everything, we're going to pay some bills right now, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to be right back, y'all. And like I said, if you want to hit me up, come and talk to me. You know, Sexually Speaking Radio, y'all, live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Girl, I really wanna know your name. I mean, I'm not Doc D, but I'll be your co-man. Fly to the split and get the comfy feet. Close the door, dim the lights, press the play and then pump me. All of me like that was a booming system. You think about your man, how you used to make pretend. Notice how I think you used to. Now I feel that cap, cause I'm about to get used to. Cause with me, there's no pressure, no strain. I just wanna
Hello. What? Here, hold on. Hello? I cannot hear you.
Okay, that's my fault. I done fucked around and sat here and got high and shit and can't even turn the fucking phone up and everything. Okay, then, that's my damn fault. Oh, my goodness. What's going on, everybody? Got Fat Man back up in here. I'm just talking my ass off and shit, and I'm on mute. It's all good. That's how it goes down here up in here. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man, Tank. He said, keep that beat, Fat Man. Does Honey have a love outside of porn? Does she take work home? That's one of the questions from my man, Big Tank.
Okay, well, Big Tank, I am extremely single, very single.
Okay.
I am married to my children and married to the game, point blank.
Mm. Okay.
I'm married, but listen, it's all about that money right now, all about my career and being a mother and a grandmother.
Right, right.
Okay, I'm all about that right now.
Okay, okay. All right. Now, listen, look, if y'all calling in, give me a minute to get to your calls. Don't just call in and wait and then hang up and all of that and the other. Okay, then, we're going to keep it pushing anyway. So, listen, Ms. Honey, we had Dietra call in earlier, and she kind of gave the question of the night, you know what I'm saying? She was asking, what do you call a friend with benefits?
I was listening when she asked that, and as being a woman, beside all of the porn and everything else, because I was a regular person before all of this, my idea of friends with benefits is somebody you chill with, you hang out with. You don't have, he can do him with somebody else if he wants to. You can do you with somebody else if you want to, but you still fucking whenever you want to each other. That's a friend with benefits. Now the stuff you were talking about when he just comes over and he hit it, that's a booty call all day. He hit it and he go, that's a booty call. That's from a woman's point of view. And I think she probably felt that. But you guys could, it might be friends with benefits to y'all, but y'all ain't chilling with her. you know, that's a friend, somebody chill with, you do things with or whatever. Not that you a cop, right, like, you know,
yeah, that's,
you know,
that's what I
but you chill
come
with.
Through, y'all kick in, no. You come through, y'all kick in, we get together, we hook up. When we hook up, that's cool. We keep it pushing.
Yeah, hook up and do,
you
but see, that's
saying?
Being a friend. When you do something, a friend is somebody, you do something more than just fuck. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's on a woman's
mm-hmm.
point of view. I mean, I don't know how, you know, you guys take things a lot different than we do. But like you said, feelings
mm-hmm.
do get caught up. Feelings get caught
yeah.
up. They're going to get caught up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, they do. They do because y'all kicking it and y'all lounging and this, that, and the other and everything. You know what I'm saying? And of course, when you're spending time with somebody and you're getting to know somebody, even though you're saying you're just kicking it, you're still getting to know somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're still getting to know that person. You're still feeling
yeah.
that person. You feeling that person. You hearing that person's ups, downs, all of that. Pretty soon you're going to get to
yeah.
liking that person, especially if that person come around often enough.
And that's when
you know
it becomes an issue.
And everything.
That's when that
yeah.
friends with benefit thing becomes an issue because
right.
now one of you are going to want a relationship. It's not going to be, you're not going to be able to keep your friends with benefits for two. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to
mm-hmm.
stay like that. If it's just a booty
mm-hmm.
call, that's a whole other thing then, you know.
Okay.
Just come hit it and
okay.
go. He leave, ain't nothing to talk about, and do the do and be gone.
Right. So listen,
next
for everybody that's just logging on, right now, we're sitting here talking talking with Honey Dip, okay, porn star, Niecy Honey Dip. Y'all can hit her up on Facebook. And tell them where you at, Niecy. Tell them where they can find you.
I have a number of pages, but I'm not hard. If they put me in the Facebook browser, the search little bar,
mm-hmm.
you put Niecy,
mm-hmm.
N-E-E-S like in Sam, E, Honey Dip. I have Niecy Honey Dip. That's one page. I really don't have any more space on there for any more friends. So you can go to also Niecy Honey Dip page 2. It's spelled out, not in numbers. Okay? Then I have my entertainers page, the light page, as people call it. That's Niecy space Honey space Dip space XXX. And, you know what I'm saying? I am still actually right now looking for new talent, male and female, because I am doing my own production this month.
Okay.
They must be
all
fully
right.
tested,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
say that
they
again.
Can
say
send
that again. Say that again.
They must be fully tested. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. I love me. You understand what I'm saying? And right now, it is what it is. It's men and women, you know, and this will be in my city, Buffalo, May 19th. So
okay.
get that test. Send me those pictures because
mm-hmm.
I am very choosy about who I work with. You know what I'm saying? And I've just recently worked with someone from New York, and he is doing quite well right now. Only shot
mm-hmm.
the one scene with him, and he's doing good. He's actually going to be
okay.
here in Buffalo on the 19th.
Okay, well, I'm glad I got you on the phone now, because this is a question I've been wanting to ask and everything, and people kind of laugh at me and shit when I ask this question, and I'll be kind of like, yo, you know, I'm very, very fucking serious in this and the other, and I know I've asked you before. Are there any big fellas, are there any BHMs in the industry? I mean, big fellas with bellies and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Because all you see in the porn industry, and even in the BBW porn industry, all you see are skinny men. It's just thin men, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. And here on this show, we represent big fellas, you know what I'm saying, because I'm a big fella, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to find out if there's anybody out in the industry representing for us, because if it ain't, then damn it, we need to get somebody in the industry.
Well, there is one guy, Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Star, he has the Star
mm-hmm.
Entertainment out of Detroit. He actually lives in Detroit.
Okay.
He will
all
be
right.
in Vegas with me next in July
mm-hmm.
for BW Fan Fest, and he's a big guy, but because he has some connections now with a few mainstream things, he's actually trying to
mm-hmm.
lose weight. He is in the gym every day. Every day, faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
After he goes to work, he does his workout and he does whatever that the videotapes at home.
Right.
He does twice as much, you know. But he's a big guy, and you can actually, if you join my website, you can actually see me and him in action on my website.
Oh, okay. Okay, cause you got some live action on your website going on, huh?
Yes,
well,
I
actually, if anybody know me and know my Get Down, of course they know. They know I done checked out your site a couple of times and this and the other. You know what I'm saying?
And
so all the fellas out there,
to,
you know, y'all make sure y'all go check the site out and check out her pictures and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you become a member. You know what I'm saying? Hit her up. Tell her, yeah, Fat Man told me to hit you up. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all, people keep popping up and this and the other, but every time we get into a conversation and stuff, people are so impatient and things like that. If y'all want to talk to Honey Dip,
well,
ask her any type of questions, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hit me up at 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? What were you about to say, sweetie?
I wanted to say Deidre had a question. She asked me, how long have I been in the business? I see she has it on your wall.
Okay.
I've been doing it a year and a half, but I did take a small break because I had some family issues, but that's all taken care of, and it's full speed ahead. That's why I'm doing my own production. Been a year and a half. August is my job birthday, my porn job birthday, which will make it 2 years.
Okay.
And he asked me what made me get into it. Sex.
Mm-hmm.
Sex and money. Sex and money. What, you know what I'm saying? Well, I feel like this.
Yeah.
I see all these women taking pictures and showing all their vajayjays all over Facebook and everything else. But then when it's time for somebody to say, well, let me put you in front of a camera and do this and do that, and they clam up. I mean, really. Or they say it's,
right.
You know, my family going to think this or my family going to think that. Well, what you think your family thinking when you got your shit spread it on Facebook?
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying in these groups? What about
right.
your family then? You never know who's watching.
Right.
You know?
That's
so
right.
it is what
That's
it
right.
is. And me, myself,
That's
I'm not
right.
ashamed of myself. I'm proud of what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So
not
it is what it is.
Not supposed to be
so,
ashamed
the next question.
My thing is this. We're going to go pay some bills, and we're going to be right back. Big shout-out to everybody. Big shout-out to Deidre. She's been asking a lot of questions. I'm telling everybody, hit me up with these questions because, see, they want to get in their little secret conference calls and things like that and ask these questions, and they want to talk amongst each other. Look here. We are adults. You need to act. We need to act like adults. We can sit and we can have adult conversation. If we can do adult situations, we can definitely have adult conversation. There's no need to get into a secret conference call. There's no reason to be able to sit and talk amongst each other freely, sexually, expressing each other's sexuality and things like that. There's nothing more sexy.
Well, I'm very open-minded,
than a sexual
so
woman.
They can ask me anything.
Trust me.
I'm probably the most open-minded
DVW
there is,
because
I do it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get into that. We're going to put you on hold, baby. We're going to get into that. We're going to find out all what she do and everything like that. Like I said, if y'all want to listen to this and get in on this conversation, we got 56 minutes left into the show. You know I only do a two-hour show. 347-884-8810, or either post your question to my wall on Facebook and we'll get the questions answered, all right? You know what I'm saying? But we're going to pay some bills right now. And you know what I'm saying? This is so beautiful. Here on Sexually Speaking, live from Las Vegas, y'all. Let's go.
Give all my love to you, girl. Not just tonight, but the rest of your life. no time. Girl, if I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know? Oh.
Man, up in here, we're doing it real big tonight, y'all. This is the first official, really, show episode of Sexually Speaking. So, big shout out to everybody that's logged on and that's listening right now. Big shout out to my man, Big Tank. You know what I'm saying? Out there, he's listening. You know, of course, we got Miss Deetra in the house. She's listening. We got some of my people from the weight loss challenge, the Thick Nation weight loss challenge, and everything that's definitely in the building right now, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, if y'all got any questions for Miss Honeydip, of course we got Miss April in the house, you know what I'm saying? Marla, she's definitely in the house. She's saying she's listening. Miss Miller is definitely listening. Miss Gray is listening, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to those, to all my BBWs, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Tom Gardner, big shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? Big Deborah, big shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? These are all my people that's been losing weight. You know what I'm saying? Miss Shauna Knight Jones, she got the catfish on the wall. You know what I'm saying? We doing it real big. I'm proud of everybody. You know what I'm saying? Miss Stacey Jackson, truly divine. You know what I mean? My man, Big Chris out there. You know what I'm saying? So, we just really going to get it in. This is a show meant for us. Like I said, we got Miss Honeydip on the show tonight. She is very open-minded. You know what I'm saying? She want to make sure that everybody know that. Big shout out to Miss Jan Alliston. I don't know if she's listening, this and the other. Y'all can go to my wall and hit me up. She says, I'm very open-minded. You can ask me anything you want to ask me there. There's nothing I have not done at least once. Well, at least 10 times, to be honest. This is the time to ask me. Kisses, Niecy Honeydip. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out, you know what I'm saying, to everybody. So if y'all got any questions, post them to my wall. You know what I mean? We got 50 minutes left in the show. Of course, we got Miss Niecy Honeydip. Y'all go and request her as a friend on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? She is one of the BBW porn stars. We got to support our own. We got to stand behind our own no matter what they do. You know what I'm saying? We cannot prejudge anybody for what they do. We have to love and embrace everybody. You know what I'm saying? And especially if they're in our community, we're going to embrace you anyway. You know what I'm saying? So that's what this show is all about. So if you got anything on question on relationships, anything like that, what she does, what she's about. She says she likes to whoop people's asses and everything. She's a dominatrix and everything. If you want to get beat up, you can call her. she will whoop your ass and to emotions and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all hit Honey Dip up. Hit her up. She's on my wall answering questions and everything like that. Like I said, you know, the Dominatrix is definitely in the house. Y'all got to look for the song that I'm doing for her right now and everything. Got a song coming out and everything. She's going to be out here in July. You know what I'm saying? So, me and her gonna really get it in. We gonna shoot through the video and all of that. You know what I'm saying? Of course, y'all can go to my wall. She just posted up her link to her website and her webpage. You know, fellas, go check her out. You know, Miss Honey Dip is doing her damn thing. All right? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean. She doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? So listen, let me get her back on here for a few minutes. I got a couple of questions I want to ask her. Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
I'm all right. I'm still here.
I'm all right. Okay, I got a couple of questions. I got a couple of questions for you. I got a question for you. How do you separate your work from your relationship? I know you said you're single and things like that. How do you separate the two? How does it work for you? Because I know you have to have some type of feeling for whoever you're dealing with, whether if it's, you know, that's another thing, friends with benefits type of situation or something like that. So how do you deal with that?
To be honest, I have not been in a relationship since I put my all into the porn. I have not.
Okay.
Because, first of all, any man that's going to deal with me, you got a handful to deal with. And I know all about me. So you don't have to deal with my mouth, my attitude. If you a broke man, you can't fuck with me for real, because I'm about this money. I'm about trying to get this money. I can't have no jealous man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's got to be, you have to be a strong-minded man and be able to, you know what I'm saying, roll with me. I need somebody that can roll with me. He got to have his own money, too, because I want some of that, too. So at the end of the day, it is what it is. You know, and if I can't have what I want, then I will not. I will stay by myself, me and my kids. We ride or die like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So you're saying a man has to be definitely, a man definitely has to be secure in who he is, what he's about, and how he goes about things to roll with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you don't need all that backlash and bullshit.
I don't need the extra because I network all day. You know what I mean? I'm always, this porn thing, I'm so serious and adamant about what I'm doing. You know, I can't have nobody with that old, you supposed to be just, you ain't supposed to let your feelings get involved. Motherfucker, this is a job. What do you mean let my feelings get involved? I can't have that jealous. You know, I mean, it got to be a man that don't mind being in the same room when I'm shooting. You know what I'm saying? How about he might be a man that do good with cameras? You know what? If the right man come, hopefully God will let me know that. You know, but right now, I'm fine doing me. Because he definitely can't be no broke-ass man. We ain't doing those. Yes, I am what I am. I got old digger. I like money. It is what it is, and proud of it. You know, I can't live on just love. You know what I'm saying? Love is a wonderful thing. But for me, listen, can't tell the bill people I love him.
Right.
You know, so.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
Great.
You got to be a strong man. You got to have your own identity and be about your business and my business, too. Because you know what? At the end of the day, I do get tired. I sleep alone every day, or one of my kids come and lay down next to me or something like that. But normally, I sleep alone every night. You know, my house and everything is in my name, you know, so it is what it is. I don't live in a hotel room. I don't live in an apartment up in a 10 floor with one bedroom. I live in a house. I do grown folks things. So any man that, because I get this on Facebook, you married, you got a man. Well, damn, do you got a job? Do you got some money? How about that one?
Right.
You know, so it is what it is.
I hear you. Big shout out to everybody that's listening in right now. you know, people kill me on Facebook. You know, I've been sitting here working my Facebook page and this and the other, and I hit one of the young ladies up, and I'm like, yo, you're on the Sexy and Singles Lounge on Facebook talking about sex, but you won't call into a radio show and talk about sex. To me, that's asshole backwards. You know what I'm saying? And everything. Mm-hmm. People, quit fronting, okay? We're talking about your sexuality. There's nothing more beautiful than a sexual woman. Every time a man approaches a woman in reference of getting to know her and the question of sex come up, look here, ladies, that don't necessarily mean I won't fuck that night. First of all, mm-hmm. get one thing straight, okay? I am a man who is picky. There are men out here who are picky. Just because I'm sitting here talking to you about sex, or we're sitting here talking, or I approach you in probably an aggressive manner, don't mean that I want to fuck you. Don't mean that I want to get you in the bed, things like that. There are people, I do like to meet people, and there are men out here that like to meet people and do and have a good conversation. Meet people and say, hey, I met someone new today. I got a new friend. It doesn't necessarily, when I met Miss Honeydip, just because she's a porn star, I don't necessarily mean that I'm trying to get into her drawers. No, me and Miss Dip are doing business. I'm recording a song. We're going to do promotions, et cetera, et cetera. Men, finish the business. Ladies, quit thinking that every man wants something from you. Ooh. There's a lot of men out here that don't want shit from a woman. There's a lot of men out here that want to do the independent thing, and they want to do what they need to do to get themselves together, just like Miss Dip is talking about doing what she needs to do to get herself together. She needs a man that's going to be secure in himself. So that means she needs a man that's going to basically know when he needs to back up and get his shit together before he even approach her. Am I right mm-hmm. or wrong, sweetie?
Yes, because I get yeah. tired. Mm-hmm. No, do I got a man? Well, you can't possibly think that. I see all these girls posting up them pictures, but them be camera phone pictures. Do you really think that I go out and get pictures taken, professional mm-hmm. pictures taken,
right,
and put them up there because I'm looking for a man? This is a job. But
no,
if God presents that right man to me, then it is what it is. I'm choosy, trust me, and it is what it is, but I am a bitch when it comes to what I want. You know,
okay,
and I will not
thought.
Take nothing
hold
less.
Hold that thought, y'all. Listen, if you want to talk, that's my girl now. If you want to talk to Miss Diff, you know what I'm saying? Because this we about to get real heated up in here, because I got some questions for her and everything like that, because now she gets down to the nitty-gritty. It's about either getting it. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So, in other words, don't come half-assed. This is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, see, this is why I got her on the line, ladies and gentlemen, because she's going to touch every subject, and you don't even realize that she's touching every subject. Now she's touching the subject of where you get into relationships. She's trying to let people know, don't come half-assed and don't come at all. If you're going to come half-assed, don't come at all.
Pictures. Oh, my God.
You
all the dick pictures. That don't turn me on.
Okay.
All the dick pictures on Facebook sitting in my inbox. Mm-hmm. Those do not excite me. So tell me something better. Tell me where you working at.
Right.
Tell me what if you had that opportunity, what would you, you know what I'm saying, what you got to show me, really? Because you hear me right now. I am one of the most honest BBW porn stars and single. I am not married, never have I been married. Been engaged a few times, but never have I been married. You know what I'm saying? I live alone with my children. You know what I mean? I do me. So you're going to have to come more than just a dick picture, because seeing dick pictures don't excite me. Come on, I do porn. I'll be another dick.
Right. Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That is
exactly.
just a job, and I don't love none of these guys that I do porn with. I have no, we have a friendship, because after we're finished shooting these clips or these movies, we chill, we giggle, we laugh. I've had some of these guys where I cried on their shoulder. You know what I'm saying? I am a single woman. I still got feelings. You know what I'm saying? I'm still somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it is what it is.
Right.
But you guys, I want the ladies, if they have questions for me, they need to be asking.
Yeah, they need to be asked, but that's all right. I got plenty of questions for y'all to ask. But listen, I'm going to put you on hold, because we're going to be right back to pay some bills, y'all. We got to pay these bills. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to talk to Miss Honeydip, hit us up at 347-884-8810. You can ask her anything, or hit me on my Facebook wall. You can hit her on her Facebook wall at Niecy Honeydip, all right, at Facebook.com. All right, but we got to pay these bills right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to run this new edition. Y'all just tell me when I get back. Can you stand the rain? You know, Sexually Speaking Radio, live from Las Vegas, y'all. Hit me up.
impossible. Tell me, can you ever afford?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's 7:25 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're sitting here in the chat room, sitting here with my girl, Honey Dip. Big shout-out to her. Big shout-out to Makiba Knight. You know what I'm saying? Miss Knight, she's trying to get up in here. We got my man, Big Tank. You know what I'm saying? Everything. Everybody's definitely in the building. You know, big shout-out to Miss Deetra. She's definitely in the building. She, you know, she's asking the questions and everything. But we're gonna get into some. We're gonna get Honey Dip back up in here and this and the other, because we got. I gotta have her speak on this. And if, I know Dip, you there, sweetie? Hello.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
You there? Okay. I know we and you have been sitting here in the chat room, instant messaging each other and everything. And I know you telling me, you know, you kind of like, ain't nobody gonna ask no questions, things like that. You know what I'm saying? You're probably afraid of your. Aggressiveness, probably just afraid of who you are thing. Then you started to speak on men stepping their game up. Can you please expound on that? Because I've been hearing that from a lot of my BBW women. They come to me, they inbox me, and they ask me, and they go, "Fat man, what's going on with the fellas? Fellas ain't doing this. Fellas ain't eating no pussy. Fellas ain't you know, they ain't talking to me." You know what I'm saying? It's like fellas ain't taking their role, and they ain't taking their place. They're not taking their stand. I guess in some cases you can say a man is not being assertive.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases. Okay? Yeah. Explain that, sweetie. What's your point of view on that? Tell everybody, because I want everybody to hear this. I want everybody to hear a woman's point of view. I've been hearing everybody else's, but this is what this show is about. Go ahead, sweetie. Knock yourself out.
Well, these days, this ain't the 60s and the 70s, you know what I mean? This is a whole new generation. It's a whole new time in life and way, you know, a new way of living. And my idea is they're not stepping their game up. I think in my case, it's because I intimidate them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of them can handle a strong-minded woman. And not for nothing,
right.
Us BBWs, we have thicker skin. So we, you know what I'm saying, we stand, majority of us, don't get me wrong, some of us are, it's a small case of BBWs that are very submissive. But in most cases, BBWs that I know, and I know ones outside of porn, we know what we want, you know? But we do have thicker skin, and I don't understand, you know what I'm saying, you guys got to, you know what I mean? You want some head, so do we. You know what I mean? When your back hurts, you want us to rub it, how about rubbing ours? Step your game up. Do what a man's supposed to do. A man ain't just come and hit it and go. I mean, if you're saying you're feeling a chick or something like that, I mean, do what you do to get her to do the same thing to keep her.
You know what I'm saying? All right, okay.
Don't get with a chick, and you get with a girl or a woman, whatever you want to call her. You get with somebody, and I'm talking about if you get serious with her, don't do all the sweet little things to get her, and then once you get her, you don't keep on doing it, because guess what? We will walk away. You'll be wondering why I be with the next nigga, or whatever you want to call him, the next man. You know, do what you do to get a bitch to keep her, straight like that, really. You know, we like nice things. Ain't nothing wrong with, you know, buying a flower. You know what I'm saying? Or rose hill. If you got to go pick it, then that's what you got to do. It's not how you got it. It's, you know what I'm saying, the thought that counts, in my eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Now that's a two-way street now. Because, you know, we need,
yes,
you know,
exactly.
Me and them. Because
I'm about, listen, if I'm feeling of somebody, listen, I like money. You know what I mean? But if I'm feeling somebody, I brought motherfuckers flowers. I brought a nigga. I sent roses to my ex's job. That's when we was together. You know what I'm saying? That's
okay.
A long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I don't have a shame
okay.
in my game. You know, with his birthday,
okay.
I sent
okay,
roses, all that.
Let me ask you this, because this was another question that was posted earlier. Okay, so then you're the type of woman that you don't mind picking up the check sometime when you go out.
That's sometime, but when we start out, he gonna have to do that. He gotta let in my
see,
case
see,
because
see?
No,
see,
listen. The reason see? Because uh-huh. in my case, because I don't want guys thinking my case is gonna be a lot different from a lot of. Regular, you know, I'm a regular woman, but you understand what I'm saying? Because of me doing porn, men seem to think, okay, money pouring out my pocket. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't want nobody to think that it's going to come and just live off of me. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want
right.
that, you know what I mean? Because the things I got, I worked hard for, not just doing porn. No, I would have, you know what I'm saying? I live the way I live. I live rather well. You know what I'm saying? I live the way I live. From working a regular 9-to-5. I owned a daycare. You know what I'm saying? So I worked hard to get what I have. I don't want nobody to come in here and just think it's okay. You know what I'm saying? He come in here, throw his feet up, and bitch, let's go. We going to the most expensive restaurant, and he can never pick up a check. He got to help. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got to, where you work at? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know motherfuckers hustling and all of that, but I ain't got time to come visit your ass in jail. Because you done sold
right.
a deed to somebody. I want a motherfucker with some benefits. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Who got something really going
right.
for him. You know, I just can really keep being honest. I can't, I'm sorry, call it what you want to call it. McDonald's is fine, but it ain't going to do, it ain't
mm-hmm.
going, you know what I mean? For me, it's just not
well,
going to
do. Check this out, sweetie. I just had one of my people hit us up. Big shout out to my girl, Serafina. All right. They're listening to you all the way over in Sydney, Australia right now.
that's so nice.
Okay. So big shout out to Sydney, Australia. You know what I'm saying?
No.
They're saying they're going to see the Ricky Martin show tomorrow and everything. But they are listening. Mm-hmm. They have us locked in. People just don't know how worldwide Fat Man is and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But so they got you locked in, sweetie, and they're hearing everything that you're saying, everything that you're talking about right now. But listen, let me ask you another question. I know you've been talking about Wait a minute. I just got an update. I just got a bulletin from Big Tank, okay, and everything. Hold on, let me find out where Tank is. Where are you? Okay, he got a question for you. He's saying, "Tell honey I like a thick lady, but I'm a big strong brother that when when fucking I like to pick my babe and flip her, turn her. I like to get it in. Love me on Sunday, but fuck me the other 6 days. Much respect to you, honey. Thanks for keeping it real." That's from my man, Big Tank. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
He's out in the D.C. area. You know what I'm saying? So big
okay.
shout out to my man, Tank, out in the D.C. area and everything. They got love for
honey. You know, you got to put some spice in the life. I understand what he's saying is he might want to make love to you just one day, but the other days he wants you to be, you know what I'm saying? You can be a
You got to put some strength on it sometimes. That's why I'm trying
to
explain to people. You
that's
know.
What I said. Do what you do to get them to keep them. That goes both ways,
mm-hmm.
whether you're a woman or a
right.
man. You know what I'm saying? Because you know when you know some days you want to be like, okay, daddy, just fuck me. You know, fuck this
right.
pussy, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then
right.
it's other days
right.
when you're feeling lovey-dovey and you want to hug and kiss. You know,
mm-hmm.
you got to keep
mm-hmm.
fighting, or else it ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
You're going to find one or the other, somebody going to be creeping.
Do you feel that there are three different levels of sexuality? There's sex, fucking, and making love. Do you believe that there is a difference between the three?
Making love and fucking, are you saying in a relationship or just in
uh-huh.
life in general?
Mm-hmm. I mean, even in a relationship, you have your times when ladies and men have their times when they just want a quickie. That's your sex.
Yeah.
Then you
so
have
you
your times
tired,
like you
but
say.
You know you want, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You be
yeah.
tired,
then,
but
then
you know
then
you got
your then you have your times.
Hat.
Of course. Then you
mm-hmm.
have your times when you look at your man or you look at your dude and you look at him and you go, "Ooh, damn, baby, I've been waiting for you to get home all day."
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're ready to fuck. You know what I'm
oh,
saying?
Yeah.
Now, in between the sex and the fucking and shit like that, yeah, that's when you want to fuck. That's when you want to get picked up and this, that, and the other, head hit the backboard,
mm-hmm.
the headboard, and all that shit, and slapping your ass and this, that, and the other, toe in your mouth, all that crazy shit like that there. But then you have... you say,
but
get your toe out of my mouth. That's enough now.
A lot of guys don't understand the difference. Guys don't understand the difference. Most of you know I've been
really
in that situation, being in a relationship, and I come home, but
mm-hmm.
I know damn well I got to give him something. I'm tired as hell. This is when I was working outside the
mm-hmm.
house at a regular 9-to-5. You know what I'm saying? And I got to come home, and I know I got to fucking, you know what I'm saying? But I'm looking at him because
mm-hmm.
if I don't, somebody else will. If I don't give him what he wants, somebody else will. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's just
right.
sex. Just even because
right.
I didn't really want to do it. You know? But, yeah, there's three levels. You know,
yeah,
it just depends
on
who you're doing those three levels with, how you feel about them people, you know. If it's just somebody, a hit and run, that's a booty call. He going
right.
his way and you going yours. But, you know, on the other hand, you're at three levels.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Like I said, y'all, we got Honey Dip up in here and Miss Honey Dips. Nisi Honey Dip Triple X, y'all can hit her up, hit her, ask her any type of questions, anything, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit her up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Show her some love, check out, you know, some of her films and this and the other, you know. So all together, sweetie, how many films have you done so far?
14.
You've done 14, okay. Okay, wonderful.
14, and I'm not done.
I'm not done.
In June, just before Texas, I will, because there's been so many speculations, and he say and she say, I'm going to say it, because it's my
uh-huh.
material. I'm coming
okay.
out with three full DVDs, which those are porn DVDs. In June, they will be released just before I go to Texas for my meet and greet and appearances. And one full Dominatrix DVD, me beating ass, kicking ass, fucking them with strap-ons, spitting in their mouth. Mm-hmm. I don't even smoke cigarettes, but I'm going to smoke one that to put them ashes in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, you know, I can't put scat stuff on there, but I do scat. I will shit on you. I will pee on you in your mouth and all of that. But unfortunately, I can't put that on that DVD. That has to be something totally separate because it crosses the line and I don't need no issues. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
You know.
And you do. So you basically do it all. You do it all. I don't do blood.
I don't do animals. Okay. I don't do kids. I don't play none of that shit. I don't need your blood and none of that, you know, in my nails because we know I have nails. You know.
Okay.
And I'll wear gloves.
Wow.
I put gloves when I do the strap on. I do put a condom on my strap on because I have used that strap on for other people and for other things. So I do put a condom on the strap on, and I do wear rubber gloves because I don't need no shit in my nails. That's nasty.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, that is. In case y'all just logging on now, I'm talking to my girl, Honey Div, all the way from Buffalo, New York. She's getting it in. BBW porn star, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all check her out. Go to her wall. Make sure you friend request her. Tell her that Fat Man sent you. Big shout out to all the fellas and everything. We're going to pay these bills, and we're going to come back right back with some more of Miss Honey Div. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, y'all hit her up and everything. Hit her up on Facebook. Y'all tell her that Fat Man told me to hit you up. Check out her pictures. Check out everything about her, you know what I'm saying? Miss Honey Dip. Like I said, yeah, we about to pay these bills. And we're going to be back, but here's my man, Pleasure P. This song goes out to Miss Honey Dip. I'm going to play this. This is called Lick, Lick, Lick. Hero Sexually Speaking Radio, y'all, live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's go.
My name is Pleasure P. And I'm addicted to sex. I mean, I got a confession to make. And I'm really seeking your help. You know what I'm saying? See, I got this girl. And every time we do it, it's incredible. I mean, it's amazing. I just can't stop. I mean, how can I say that? I'm just addicted. You know what I'm saying? So, help me out.
And I don't know what to do, cause sex is always on my mind. Me and this girl, we've been dealing for a while, and I can't get enough of her. When she starts rubbing my body, make me wanna do something real naughty. Cause she likes to get on top, and when she get on top, she likes to stay on top and make her body just drop. Sexy while we're sexing, that's why I wanna love. Girl, I wanna lick all over your body, baby.
Girl, I wanna lick.
Girl, you make my tongue go la 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 la. And I can't stop thinking about her. And what we used to do, strawberries and whipped cream. And ooh, I'm just a fiend, addicted to your love. I can't get enough.
She stops rubbing my body,
make me wanna do something real nice. Cause she likes to get on top, and when she get on top, she likes to stay on top and make her body just drop. Down, make your body up.
Can't stop and I won't stop. Can't stop and I won't stop, babe. I want it in the morning time. I want to have sex in the evening time.
About making love. Let's talk about you
what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. 7:46 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to your boy live and direct. You know what I'm saying? This is Sexually Speaking on a Tuesday, y'all. So we finally getting the show off and going. Big shout out to my girl, Niecy Honey Dip Triple X. You know what I'm saying? She's definitely in the building and definitely letting y'all know what's really real and what's going on in the industry. Big shout out to some people that's been hitting me up. Big shout out to Miss Miller. She know who I'm talking about. Big shout out to Miss Miller. She said, I want advice in giving toe curling, sheet grabbing, howling at the moon, head and things to experiment with pop rocks, fruit roll ups, etc. Okay then, all righty then. Big shout out to Miss Miller. She's getting it in. Big shout out to everybody that's getting it in. There's no reason for you to feel insecure about your sexuality. There's no reason for you to feel inadequate about your sexuality. Sometimes you have to get into the mirror and look at yourself. First, you got to learn how to love yourself before you can love anybody else. And once you learn how to love yourself, usually things can be easier. But usually once you learn how to love yourself, things get a little more complicated because then you get into yourself. Then you discover yourself. You discover who you are. You discover what you're about. You discover your wants, your needs, your pleasures, your things, your personal, your inner body is what you discover. Am I right or wrong, Ms. Dip?
Yes, that is true. Very true.
Okay. I try and tell women it gets to a certain point. You know, I don't know if you heard the question that Ms. Miller wanted to know. She said she wanted advice in giving toe curling, sheet grabbing, howling at the moon, head and things to experiment with pop rocks, fruit roll-ups, etc. You know what I'm saying? And like I'm trying to let her know, from a man's point of view, this is what I try to tell women. To get that type of reaction and to get a man to do that, the man has to be totally into you. This is why I say y'all think that when I sit here and I talk about, y'all think that I laugh when I see y'all laugh at me when I sit here and I talk about smoking weed and inhaling your woman when you inhale. It's like a man smokes a cigarette. He inhales that smoke. A man needs to inhale his woman like that. Then you would get that toe curling, ripping the sheets off the bed, things like that. Your man's supposed to look at you. When you run across your dude, whoever you're dealing with, when you run across that joker's mind or stand next to him, his dick's supposed to get instantly hard, automatically. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's into you like that. And when he's into you like that, that means he can smell your hair. He know your perfume. He know your body scent. He has your body scent on him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This love thing and this sex thing gets a lot deeper. That we got 10 minutes left in the show, but it gets a lot deeper. And next week we'll get a little more deeper into it, but it gets a lot deeper. It gets into the mental thing. Ladies, if your man is not mind-fucking you through the week, every day, through a text message, through the way he foreplay, things like that, then there's something wrong.
There's things that that you can do to each other without even touching each other. And that's, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? But like you do what
exactly.
you do to get each other, you got to do it to keep each other. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
A little sweet messages
exactly.
on lunch break and shit.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you might have to take a little lunch break. You know what I'm saying?
Get
in real quick.
If you
can.
That's where sex come in. And ladies and gentlemen, please do not think that you're not good enough to fuck in the back seat of the car. Do you know how much that turns a woman on? If you tell your woman, yeah, get your ass in the back seat, I'm going to eat your pussy, or whatever, in the back seat and things like that. Be creative, fellas. It's time to bring, you want to bring that freak out of your woman? If you want to bring that freak out of your woman, let your woman be a woman. Let her explore. Let your woman explore and be herself. Stop asking her certain questions and certain shit that will stop her from exploring more than you think that she will. You'll be surprised what your woman might be into if you get into her.
Exactly.
Am I right or wrong?
Yes, you are very right. Listen, I'm a freak all day long, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. I am so open-minded, I don't even know what else I can fit in here.
Okay. All right. Now tell me, now explain that. We got 9 minutes left in the show, and I'm going to leave them 9 minutes to you. Explain to everybody what it is to be an open-minded BBW, what it is to be plus size woman out here in the world today, sexual woman out here in the world today? What is that like?
For me, open minded means you don't mind trying something, even if it's for other people once. For me, I tried everything like 10 times, so or more. But
okay.
I'm not ashamed of anything. You know, there are just those three things I named. I don't do blood, I don't do children, and I, you know what I'm saying, and animals, you know what I'm saying? But, hell, I'll fuck an old-ass man in a heartbeat, you know what I'm saying? I don't care. He might, some of them fuck better than the young motherfuckers, keeping it real, you know what I'm saying? So there's very little that I won't do. I'm always willing to try something, you know what I mean? Because it's always so much more when it comes to sex that you can learn. I don't feel like I learned everything. Now, I'm going to keep it real. I just learned, and I told her that I squirted. Didn't even know.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? I had somebody tell me that I did, but I just thought, you know what I'm saying? That was his extra slob and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But,
right.
you know, I really found that out in October, like, you know, but it take a lot for that to come about. You know what I mean? I thought I had to pee. I ain't even know.
Right.
But, I, you know,
right.
something new that I learned about myself. You know, I'm very open-minded, and I'm always different ideas, different sex positions. They don't always work for me because I'm not comfortable
right.
sometimes, but I'm still going to try them. You know, you got to don't be ashamed. If it's somebody you trust, well, for regular everyday people, you know, I can understand how some women don't want to do certain things. But if you're in a comfort, you know, you're comfortable and you're behind closed doors somewhere, just try it. Because sometimes it's going you know what I'm saying, he's going to want more and more and more. And he's going to be more attracted to you that you were willing to give him some shit that you don't want him to go outside and go get. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to try it. I know ladies be saying they don't want to do anal. Let me tell you, I just started doing anal in the industry. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I have done it in a relationship because, like for dudes I've been with for their birthday. You know what I'm saying? But for some apparent reason, that seemed to be a lot more easier to do and a lot more relaxing because I cared for those people. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
that was his birthday gift. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I took that like a chance. The damn anal
right.
and on scenes and stuff in the movies, that's a little bit different because at the end of the day, they don't give a damn about me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you do break into different territory when you're sexual in your personal life, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just do whatever it is to try to keep each other happy in the bedroom because I'm telling you, the man is going to go somewhere else. So is the woman. If you can't listen, all that, you don't need no pussy. You better get down there and try to make it work. Ask her to show you what she likes because trust
right.
me, somebody going to did her. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And for the women
yep.
who ain't never had it once, how about just try it? You know what you like. You ain't every woman masturbate. Every woman do. Just like every man done jerked off. All that bullshit about he can't do it. He don't feel like he don't have to. He has. He knows what he likes. So you got to tell each other what you like. You know what I'm saying? Lick it like this. Touch it like that. A closed mouth don't get fed. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And every woman and every man like things differently. So you got to talk. Ask them. Baby, am I doing this right? Do you want me to do it harder, softer? You know, you got to talk. Without communication, it will never be nothing.
It'll never work. And that's what I'd be trying to tell everybody. Without communication, nothing will accomplish. You won't.
But I'm telling you, if the sexual thing is better, trust me, everything else will work out.
Okay. Sure. All right. Well, listen, y'all, we're about out of time. 7:55, y'all. I want to thank you, Miss Niecy, for coming on the show.
Okay, one quick
time.
Thing. I'm going to tell them one quick thing. If they're sending me Facebook friend requests, please don't send. If you got a baby in your box and I got to see a baby or animal face, I will not accept you. I get this, and I see that I'm getting it now, right now, because my Facebook is an adult page no matter what, and I don't want children on it. So if you have your baby in the picture, I can't accept that. You know, I'm a block you or deny you. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about the kids. You know what I'm saying about not
right,
putting them
right.
into this type of lifestyle. And that is on all
right.
my pages and on Twitter. If I see a kid, I'm gonna block them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Don't
all right,
yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Well,
all right. Bye, everybody. And
up.
I will be back on.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will, sweetie. I appreciate you giving up your time and everything for us. And we'll talk to you again next week, Mommy.
Okay. Talk to you guys next week.
All right, then.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, big shout-out to my girl, Honey Dip. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So for everybody, oh, I'm sorry. I just hung that caller up. I'm sorry. So for everybody out there that was listening, you know, of course, like we said, you know, you got to keep it spicy. The same thing you did to get her, you got to do it to keep her, you know, to kind of expound on Miss Miller's question. Yeah, you use the Pop Rocks, the fruit roll-ups, the blow pops, the suckers, the chocolate, the everything to enhance your love life, because it is your love life and it is your sex life. So it's best to be as sexual as possible, because you don't want nobody going nowhere else. You don't want him. You don't want her leaving, and you don't want him leaving. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that you communicate. Talk to your significant other. Tell them what you want. Tell them what's on your mind. They don't have a crystal ball. You know what I mean? They can't guess at what you want. They can't guess at how you feel. You have to tell them how you feel. Sometimes you have to make your man touch you in certain ways that he probably never touched you before, or touch you in certain spots that he never touched you before. You have to talk to him. You have to show him the signs of love. You know what I mean? So that means communicate. You have to be his sweet lady. You have to be his baby, okay? You have to be his everything if you're trying to be his everything. If you ain't trying to be his everything, take it day by day. Still got to communicate, all right? So, yeah, keep it spicy. It's wonderful to be in love. Love is for whoever. Love is for certain people. But it's wonderful to be in love. You know what I'm saying? And I wish you all well. Big shout out to everybody that was listening. I will be back next week, same time, same place. Get your questions ready. Let me know. Big shout out to Sydney, Australia. We were broadcasting live in Sydney, Australia. All right? That's real big. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, y'all, I'll catch y'all next week. All right? This is your boy, Fat Man. Thank you for listening. Sexually Speaking on a Tuesday, live from Las Vegas. I'm out.
I'm a Capricorn, I came here to get managed. Ooh, I know it's good when you start speaking Spanish. Very sexually, you're full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee, yeah, to give you everything your body's missing, baby, yeah. Are you the zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me
mind of the making,
and you make me sad. Are you the zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me
mind of the making,
and you make me sad.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what you want, and I got you, babe. Whisper. whisper in my ear while I'm driving you crazy. I'ma smack it from the side while I'm grabbing them thighs. Now I know what zodiac signs are all about.
Kind of sexy, baby. You say Capricorn.